Lot number 46, please,
Gunter was saying into the microphone. With all of their exploration of dark passageways, the Baudelaires had almost forgotten that Gunter was pretending that he wasn't fluent in English.
Please, gentlemen and ladies, see the vase with blue flowers. Vases in. Glass in. Flowers in, please. Especially the flowers that are blue. Who bid?
100,
called out a voice from the crowd.
150,
another voice said.
200,
another said.
250,
returned the person who had bid first.
253,
another said.
We're just in time, Klaus whispered to Violet. VFD is lot number 50. Do we wait to speak up until then, or do we confront Gunter right now?
I don't know,
Violet whispered back. We were so focused on getting to Veblen Hall in time that we forgot to think up a plan of action.
Is 253 last bidding of people, please?
Gunter asked into the microphone.
Okay. Here is a vase, please. Give money, please, to Mrs. Squirler.
A pinstripe woman walked to the edge of the stage and handed a stack of bills to Esme, who smiled greedily and handed her the vase in exchange. Watching Esme count the pile of bills and then calmly place them in her pinstripe purse, while somewhere backstage the quagmires were trapped inside whatever VFD was, made the Baudelaires feel sick to their stomachs.
A fuma,
Sunny said, which meant, I can't stand it any longer. Let's tell everyone in this room what is really going on.
Excuse me,
said somebody. And the three children looked up to see a stern-looking man peering down at them from behind some very large sunglasses. He was holding a salmon puff in one hand and pointing at the Baudelaires with the other.
I'm gonna have to ask you to leave Veblen Hall at once, he said. This is the inn auction. It's no place for grimy little children like yourselves.
But we're supposed to be here, Violet said, thinking quickly. We're meeting our guardians.
Don't make me laugh, the man said,
although it looked like he had never laughed in his life.
What sort of people would be caring for such dirty little kids?
Jerome and Esme Squalor, Klaus said. We've been living in their penthouse.
We'll see about this, the man said. Jerry, get over here.
At the sound of the man's raised voice, a few people turned around and looked at the children, but almost everyone kept listening to Gunter as he began to auction off lot number 47, which he explained was a pair of ballet slippers, please, made of chocolate. Jerome detached himself from a small circle of people and walked over to the stern man to see what the matter was. When he caught sight of the orphans, he looked as if you could have knocked him over with a feather, a phrase which here means he seemed happy but extremely surprised to see them.
I'm very happy to see you, he said, but extremely surprised. Esme told me you weren't feeling very well. So you know these children, Jerome?
The man in sunglasses said.
Of course I know them, Jerome replied. They're the Baudelaires. I was just telling you about them. Oh, yeah, the man said, losing interest. Well, if they're orphans, then I guess it's okay for them to be here. But, Jerry, ugh, you gotta buy them some new clothes.
The man walked away before Jerome could reply.
I don't like being called Jerry, he admitted to the children. But I don't like to argue with him either.